Dear Lord Jesus, here we are again.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们又来
了。
Amen. Amen.
We know you've been waiting for us.
我们知道你一直在等候着我们。
And we want you to have your way.
我们再次要你在我们中间自由地来运行。
We thank you for your constant abiding with us.
我们谢谢你那种不断地一直地住在我们的里面。
But we've come on purpose today.
主，我们今天定义的要来到你的面前。
We want to know you better.
我们要更多的来认识你。
Oh, Jesus, you heard our cries in the prayer this morning to know you better.
主啊，你听见我们今天在早祷会上的向你的呼求，我们要真知道你。
Increase our hunger.
哦，主啊，你加添我们对你的。
Increase our thirst.
哦，加添我们对你的饥渴。
That you may be able to satisfy us fully.
好让你能够完全的来满足我们。
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, 主耶稣。
Manifest your presence.
Oh, 求你赐下你彰显你的同在在我们中间。
Glorify your name.
让你的名能够得着荣耀。
We claim large answers to all the prayers that have been prayed up to this time.
Oh, 我们宣告主我们所有的一切祷告主啊你都垂听。
That we are, by beholding you, we are changed.
哦，我们也瞻仰你的荣美，我们就被改变。
I thank you for what you did for me this morning in the prayer.
主，我谢谢你今天早上在早祷会上为我所做的。
When I walked into the room, I felt so light.
走到环节里头的时候，我感觉我现在好清醒。
And all my concerns seem to dissolve at His feet.
我所有的一切的担忧挂虑都在你的脚前得到溶解。
Oh, we treasure the glory of Your presence.
哦，主啊，我们宝贝你的荣耀的同在。
Amen. In our hearts.
哦，在我们的心中。
And we pray for those that are going to be leaving after this service.
哦，我们也为那些今天这个聚会完以后要离开的人祷告。
We pray You'll finish the work You brought them here for.
主啊，我们求你来成全你带领他们来要在他们身上所做的工作。
That they may leave with their cup full.
好让他们能够满满的回去。
Give them glory all the way home.
带着你的荣耀同在回去。
Like you promised in Isaiah, we would go out with joy.
你在以赛亚书里头告诉我们说，我们要欢欢喜喜的出来。
We'd be led forth in peace.
平平安安的蒙引导。
The mountains and the hills will clap their hands.
大山小山都要拍掌。
When we go out with joy.
我们出来，我们出去就要带着你的喜乐。
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!There's a song it's in the second part of our book, number one.
第二部分的第一首，他自己。
Himself.
主自己。
用我牵 主啊，我们感谢赞美你， 哦，主，你知道众童女都爱你。哈利路亚，当我们在呼求的时候，主啊，你就穿山越岭而来，你就在我们的中间。主啊，你要向我们每一个人显现。主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你。是的，主啊，我们今天早上再一次要来赞美你，带领我们更深的进入你的同在，进入你的内室。主啊，我们说我们要与我们的良人，我们的王一同坐席。主，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Let our teachers pray. Pastor Lin, pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们满心欢喜，新的一个加美的响宴，主啊，圣灵的同在，我们即将开始享受。主，你的同在，我们就满足了。愿今天早晨，更是通过整个的聚会的流程过程，无论是赞美、祷告、话语，都让我们满满得饱足。谢谢主，赞美主，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
哈利路亚，主，有了你，我们还要什么？你就是我们的满足，你就是我们的生命，你就是我们的力量，你就是我们的山寨，你就是我的避难所，你就是我们一切的一切。哦，今天早上让我们再次的能够与你面对面，我们再次的紧紧的抓住你。哦，我的心紧紧的跟随你。哦，我们为要得见你的能力和你的荣耀的同在。主啊，我们为着今天，哦，你在我们的当中行走，做你要做的事。主啊，我们就是要与你一同的坐席，享受你为我们准备的丰盛的宴席。哦，主啊，我们听到，主啊，我们赞美，主啊，我们祷告，主啊，我们交流，都有你的同在。主啊，我们感谢你，我们把荣耀都归给你，我们感谢祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿门。哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，你是何等的信实。哦，主耶稣，你看到我们每一个人的心。主啊，我们来，我们来这个特会，为的就是要得到你。哦，主啊，我们今天更要得到你。哦，主耶稣，我们心里唯一的呼求就是要得到你。假如我们过去还有要什么，要这个，要那个，要你身上的什么，主啊，我们今天说，我们要你自己 ，Only， 哈利路亚。哦，主耶稣，我们刚刚跟你说我们来了，主啊，求你现在对我们每一个心说，我来了。
Amen。
我今天就是要来让你得到我。
Amen。
哈利路亚，我们等着，我们等着，赞美主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，
Amen。
Could we sing number one, To God be the glory?
我们再唱第一首是荣耀归给真神。
第一册。
第一册的第一首。
荣耀大喜。 们将荣耀归给神。哦，谢谢神，谢谢神，谢谢他为我们所成就的一切。赞美耶稣，赞美神，哈利路亚。We praise you, we glorify your name.
赞美你，我们荣耀你的圣名。
We thank you, you have come to visit us.
我们谢谢你，因为你拜访了我们。
And we want, Lord, as we praise you, that we will hear your voice.
主啊，我们要听你的声音，当我们这样来敬拜你的时候。
Oh, Jesus, we magnify your name.
哦，主啊，我们荣耀你的圣名，我们彰显你的名。
Speak to us, Lord, speak.
Oh, 主啊，求你对我们的心说话。
For your servants, hear your voice.
Oh, 你的仆人静听，请说。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.
Hallelujah. If you feel to pray out, you pray out.
如果你有感动，就可以大声祷告。
我们赞美你，因为你给我们的救恩是何等的完善，何等的好。主啊，你把你的儿子亲自的赐给我们。阿门。哦，主，就像诗人所说的，我们要天天称颂你的救恩，赞美你的名。我们要在你的殿里大声的呼喊，来赞美你，来称颂你，因为你是配得的，配得的荣耀。
主，我们赞美你，大事你已经做成，这是你自己亲手所做的。阿
门。
阿
门。阿门。阿门。阿门。
谢谢。
这是主已经做成在我们每一个人的生命当中。
赞美。
高声的把你，大声的把鼓瑟弹琴，击鼓跳着来赞美你。
阿门。
主的爱我们，当我们还是罪人的时候，你就已经为我们死。主啊，为我们，主啊，你也将你自己的儿子赐给我们，像生命一样住在我们的里面。
阿门。
主啊，这是何等大的救恩！
阿门。
主啊，我们岂能忽略
？Amen。
哦，主啊，有了你就有了一切。
阿门。
我要更认识你。
阿门。
哦，哈利路亚。
我们要把我们所有的窗户都打开。
阿门。
我在哈利路亚这一方。
阿门。
你引领我们到如今，感谢赞美你。
阿门。
安息要向你归拜。
阿门。
是我们的神。
阿门。
的圣殿要充满感谢赞美的声音。
阿
们。主啊，在全能，我每一个细胞我都要来赞美你。
阿们。
这不停止的美好，
举谁呢？哦，主耶稣，你在我们一切一切的当中，又在我们的里面。哦，主啊，你得着我们，就是让我们的生命进入到预备做心腹的生命呢。主啊，你让我们真正的钉死，然后在主同在中的复活。哦，主啊，预备好我们自己。哦，主啊，当我们高举你的时候，我们就完全定睛在耶稣基督你的身上了。
阿们。
Be seated.
请坐。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when you go home, are you going to sing that way?
你们回去以后还是不是会这样唱？
Amen.
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 When you get together or in your house, praise the Lord.
我们聚在一起的时候，或者在家里的时候，这样来赞美神。
sing and shout to him.
我们向他欢呼，向他跳舞，向他歌唱。
I said it before, the devil hates our praises.
我以前说过，魔鬼最怕就是我们赞美。
No matter what he throws at you, if you can learn to praise the Lord.
不管他把什么丢给你的话，你如果要学，你只要学会赞美神的。
Then the Lord fights the battle for you.
然后神就为你征战。
If you want to find God, the psalmist tells us he lives in the praises of his people.
那如果你要找到神的话，诗篇告诉我们说，他是以色列人的赞美为宝座。
And as you praise him, he fills the whole area with his presence.
当你这样赞美的时候，他就把这整个地方都以他的同在来充满。
And sometimes it's like marching around the city of Jericho.
有些时候就像你围绕着耶利哥城行走。
And then when they shouted, the walls came tumbling down.
当他们呼喊的时候，城墙就大大的倒塌下来。
And we can do that all the time.
我们都可以这样做。
Let his praise be continually in my mouth.
让我们的口中是不断的这样来赞美。
The psalmist says, "Shout to the Lord."
诗篇告诉我们说要向耶和华欢呼。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me.
我的心要称颂耶和华，还在我里面的都要来称颂他的圣名。
Bless his holy name, and it's good to have musicians that help us.
我们很高兴，我们有一些可以弹琴奏音乐的，可以帮助我们。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Well, this morning we want to ask those who are here for the first time to stand to your feet.
我们请第一次来参加这个聚会的站起来。
We have quite a group of first timers. Look at this. And the teachers would like to pray for you. We'll come forward.
请你们到前面来，老师们会为你们祷告。
This is quite remarkable.
这是很棒的。
That's quite a few of them.
我们有不少人是第一次来。
Would you like one of you or two of you to testify?
你们有没有一两个人想做见证?
We all know it's a five-minute testimony.
我们都知道是五分钟的见证。
Who wants to be first?
有没有谁第一个?
Come, brother. Speak to them. Speak for us.
大家好，我叫彭周明，我是第一次来。其实我之前是不感兴趣的，真的不感兴趣。我为这个事跟我姊妹吵过好多架。但是我来到这里，当然也非常感谢神。借着去年啊，其实我是一个非常理性的人，我的职业、我的成长的经历决定了我没有经历过的事情，我一定是不会相信的。所以去年的，我记得去年的11月19号，我在洛杉矶的一个家庭聚会，我真的是经历到圣灵的感动。那天当然也就是一个牧师加两个，一个弟兄一个姊妹，就是我一个是会众，我去参加他们家庭聚会，我真的是被圣灵充满，我真的不敢相信的事情。所以我来到这里，我非常感恩我能够经历到神。所以当然我还是在渴求，就是我还经常被我的姊妹所指正，我需要进步。我也请求大家能够为我祷告，就是让我能够坚定这样的一个信念，不是靠着我的理性。谢谢大家。
大家好，我叫英丽，我是第一次来参加咱们这个营会。真的是我信主时间是7年，但是在这7年里面呢，虽然我有经历神，但是那个时候我的追求是真的是一厢情愿的，就是凭着自己的那一份发自内心就是热心。但是我来到了这里之后，我才明白一件事情，不是我们对神 祷告什么，而是应该听神的声音。原来我是一直的向神祷告比如说求恩赐，求神给我预备的道路，求神向我显明，求了很多但是来了这里之后，我才知道我应该静下来听神在说什么，而不是我一直在说，就是我都没有时间听他的声音，我听不到他在说什么，因为都是我在说什么。这是第一个感受，所以我这是我要学习的功课，就是安静等候神这个主题。第二个感动呢，就是我看到这么多神的仆人，年长的仆人，当他们在分享的时候，那一份对我内心的一个震撼，我就觉得是什么能让他为之付出一生，让他这么的心甘情愿的去服侍，流露出来的那一种，我是抱着一种就是很非常想探索这个。那在今天早上董静祷告的时候以及在这几天的分享里面，我学到了不是人，是神，是神在做工，真的很感恩。也就是说我学到了是不是我在求问神，你让我为你做什么，因为我们做不了什么，而应该说神，你为我预备的是什么，我愿意顺服。哈利路亚。
哎，大家好，我已经讲过一次了，但是我这次先来讲我在这里的领受，在这里的感受。我说我就是上次为了，就是这次为了诺亚方舟的事情过来的，但是我现在学习到这里了以后，觉得这些事情应该放下，因为这些事情不属于我自己。Yeah, 因为我也觉得我应该顺服，就是在这里学习大家一个合一，在神里面的合一，所有的事情都是神在安排，我本身不应该跑在神的面前，跑在神的前面，因为这个事本身我一个人不能承担这么大的事，所以所有的事都是神在做，我只是他备用他的一个器皿，所以我现在求的是让我洁净，让我配得上被他使用。感谢神，也谢谢我太太带我来到这里，因为耶，这是他的安排，什么事情都是他在做，只是我顺服一来到这里。感谢神，阿们。
感谢神其实我这是第一次亲自到这里来，我已经参加网上的聚会，我参加过有几次感谢神，感谢神让我有机会来到这里在这个事工里面，我看到了很多牧者，他们很多人都经历过神，所以当我们经历过神以后，我们就真的知道，我们的神是真神，他是活神，更是爱我们的神，所以我也想我们的来到这儿每一位弟兄姊妹。都能在生命中更多的经历神因为我们经历了神以后就知道我们神有多么爱我们正如约翰福音中讲到的认识主耶稣并接受主耶稣，他就不是从肉不是从人意生的，也不是从不是从情欲生的，乃是从神生的，是神的儿子 我们本有神的形象，但是因着各种原因，我们不认识神，不认识我们在天上的父。但是但是神有神的怜悯，所以哈利路亚，赞美神，赞美神，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。因为父神爱我们，赐下了主耶稣救我们，因着基督因着耶稣完成他的任务，在十字架成就的救恩，使我们靠着耶稣的救恩，我们可以承受神在天上给我们的福分。那个福分是我们超乎我们想象的，荣耀归给我们的神。因着主耶稣得荣耀，他把圣灵赐给我们，住在我们的里面，在凡事凡物上帮助我们。我们知道受造的万物都在劳苦叹息，因为我们亏欠了神的荣耀，以至于在我们周边的因为我们做的不完美，所以会伤害了很多人事物，这是我们需要向神认罪悔改的地方。但是慈爱的神也知道我们靠着耶稣，靠着圣灵，我们可以做得很好，所以感谢神。感谢神，所以因为我们有神，所以因着神我们可以爱我们周边的人，把我们该治理的治理好。就像亚当当年因为他做的不好，以至于夏娃没有保护好夏娃，以至于带给人类这么多的苦难。感谢神，感谢神。所以做弟兄的肩上的责任非常的重，做父亲的如果您做了父亲，您的责任会更重，因为你要保护你的妻子，保护你的儿女，保护你的产业。如果你是做祖父的，那你的责任就更重了。你不但要为自己来祷告，为自己的妻子来祷告，你要为你的儿女，为你儿女的儿女来祷告，因为你要保护他们，你祝福他们，因为神的赐福是从上到下的。感谢主，真的感谢你我们神是配得荣耀的神。我们主耶稣来到地上就是为了荣耀父神。是的，主耶稣教导我们在地上也要多结果子，荣耀父神，靠的耶稣。所以就感谢赞美神我们的牧者很辛苦，因为耶稣对彼得说对教导牧者说你爱我吗？然后耶稣说彼得说我爱你，然后耶稣又说如果你爱我的话，你就喂养我的羊。因为这个羊是神的，所以我们需要为我们的牧者祷告，让他们有从神来的能力和智慧来教导神的儿女，因为这责任很重。感谢主，求神赐福给我们的牧者，赐福给他们，真的是方方面面赐福给我们的牧者。感谢主，使他们照顾神的儿女们有智慧，有能力，有启示能荣耀神。感谢主，神的感激更保守他们，保守他们的儿女，保守他们的家人，使他们都蒙福赐的，因为神本是赐福的神。感谢主，赞美我们的神，因为你是配得赞美的。谢谢大家。
Was there one more? I'm calling on the brothers. Would you like to give a quick little word? Just quick.
感谢主。大家好，我叫刘鹏，我是2017年受洗信主，到现在6年时间。虽然在这6年中也经历了很多神的奇迹和经历，但是还是没有一个特别的一个信心。特别是几年前 当我借着周牧师的录音和圣经，听到主对我说，以弗所书三章十六节，求主急着，神的爱赐给我更大的信心，然后我这次特意从北京来到纽约营会，就参加了，就特别感受到这个营会在现场的这种气氛，特别是当我们每一场祷告聚会都要不断的用诗歌去赞美神的时候，这个是我之前从来没有经历过的。我感觉自己的灵慢慢在苏醒，原来沉睡的灵在苏醒。感谢主，这种感受是在线上，在因为我每周也参加 GMI 的聚会和网校，但是这种感受是在之前是没有的。所以感谢 GMI 的同工在这里的辛苦付出，感谢各位牧者的辛苦的劳动，为我们创造了这个非常有神的同在的一个环境，一个场所。我想我也会把这份信心和这份收获带回家中，将永远保存在我的灵里边，并且和家人分享。谢谢主。
Can you tell us what area you're from, USA, or how many are from the USA? Oh, very good. And you are from? Wuhan. You're from China.
Canada.
Oh, Canada. Okay, sorry, I didn't hear it. Canada. Anybody else beside USA and Canada?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Welcome. I've been to Hong Kong 4 different years. And when there, we were at 600 guests in a hotel, but maybe 1,000 in the meeting. Well, we're glad to have you, and maybe your ladies in the meeting later can give a little testimony.
很高兴你们能来就是或许我们姊妹们以后的聚会中可以给见证。
Pastor Ruth, Pastor Lin, Pastor Ong, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for each one of them.
Louis 老师还有那个林老师会跟你们祷告。
And Ong, you want to pray too? Maybe you pray for the gentlemen, we'll pray for the ladies.
林牧师为弟兄们祷告，然后其他老师为姊妹们祷告。
主啊，我们看见弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。正如亚伦那膏油从亚伦的头胡须到衣襟滴满了主你的脂油跟回甘，但愿今天在座的第一次来到主这一个圣地圣会的弟兄，愿主圣灵不只是在营地充满，更是要在他们一生一世的当中都活在主圣灵充满的里面，将主这一份圣灵内住在我们生命里面，不见一人只见耶稣，让我们活着不再是我，乃是主基督在我们里面活着，让我们的弟兄成为周遭无论是家人同事朋友教会弟兄姐妹之间的盐，调和的盐，成为处处时时将自己的生命放在主耶稣里面来见证主，你是 确确实实又真又活的主活在我们这些弟兄的生命里面。谢谢主耶稣要引导跟带领，让我们的弟兄放下理性，能够听神的声音，跟随圣灵的脚步，走完我们一生神所托付给我们跟随圣灵的生命。谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
哈利路亚，主，我们感谢你，主，我们感谢你的同在。主，我们这个时候特别为着所有的姐妹们，主啊，你把他们带来这里，都有你的呼召，都有你的美意。主啊，让他们在这里每一个都亲自的遇见他们的良人。主啊，从此以后无论良人在哪里，他们就跟到哪里。哦，主啊，就羔羊在哪里，童女就跟到哪里。主啊，让他们跟主有一个密切的关系，从此以后他们不再爱其他的，他们单单爱他们的良人，没有更深的进入与神合为一，跟良人合为一。主啊，叫姐妹们哦，越来越像心腹哦，被主制作。主啊，让他们走在这一条路，他们知道这是一条又真又荣耀的路。主啊，跟着主同行，主啊，叫他们的生命彰显基督的荣耀，好叫生命能够成为周遭人的祝福。主啊，当生心腹被制作成为荣耀的心腹的时候，主啊，我们周遭的人都会看见哦，不是这个人，乃是基督的心腹。主啊，他们都羡慕，都来跟随。主啊，祝福这里的每一位姐妹，每一个都得着耶稣，得着，完全的得着，满满的回去，从此不再三心两意，而是全心全意尽心尽意的爱主我们的神。哦，我们感谢把这些宝贵的姐妹都交托，感谢祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
哈利路亚，主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你。每一次的特会都有这么多的姐妹来参加，今年又有多一些新的来到。主，我们向你献上感恩。主啊，我们还要感恩你把我们造成是姐妹而不是弟兄，是吧？我们有一个特权，我们更容易理解怎么样来当心腹，因为很多人在地上当过心腹。哦，主啊，我们不只是在地上当心腹，我们有一天你要来迎娶我们，我们要在天上美美的当你的心腹。哦，哈利路亚，赞美主。主啊，因此给我们所有的姐妹，包括在今天在会场的每一位姐妹，我们不要有自卑感，也不要因为好像就觉得自己在家里没有地位而更加容易生气或者是委屈。哦，主啊，让我们知道我们真正的新郎是耶稣，耶稣，耶稣，有他就够了，有主就够了。哦，主，我不可能有任何的委屈，因为我的新郎在等着我。哦，主耶稣，让我们的心更加奔向你。主啊，让我们每天都在处在一个预备的新郎的心境里边。哦，主，我们就满有喜乐，我们就更加小心谨慎，要来讨我新郎的喜悦。主啊，当我们好好做我们的童女。哦，主啊，我们身边的弟兄也要变成童女，一起来跟从你。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。主啊，愿我们感恩，为着我们是姐妹，为说我们是为了童女，是未来的心腹，献上感恩，献上感恩。当然所有的人，无论是姐妹弟兄，都要来当心腹。 哈利路亚，赞美主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门，阿门，哈利，
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
Oh Jesus, we bow before you.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们在你面前低头。
We thank you that you have brought these in.
Oh, 我们谢谢你把他们带到我们中间。
You've drawn them to you.
因为你吸引他们来归向你。
And we pray that you will seal the work you've done in their hearts.
我们就求你来，成就你在他们心中所已经做成的工作。
That they will have a new life of waiting in your presence.
好让他们的新的生命一直等候在你的同在中。
And having you reveal yourself to them.
好让你能将你自己启示给他们。
Day by day.
每一天。
And if they haven't joined our e-school, we welcome them.
如果他们也喜欢我们这个聚会的话，就我们欢迎来参加。
That you may be glorified among us.
好让他们能够
In Jesus, we thank you for them. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was going to sing for them. 祝福在我心，祝福在我心。啊，何等奇妙救恩，记住我在我心。A little higher.
这就是我们的信息。
Amen.
Amen.
We found out we can't live a Christian life without Jesus taking over.
我们知道我们不能活出这个基督徒的生活，如果没有基督来掌管我们的生命。
He desires to live within us.
他渴慕要住在我们心里。
And when I was a child, my mother had me kneel by our bed.
当我小的时候，我妈妈就常常让我跪在床边。
Now ask Jesus come in to your heart.
然后就求耶稣来到进到我们的房间。
I had been a bad girl at school, I think.
然后我就在那个床上一直站着。
And she wanted to be sure I gave my heart to the Lord as a child.
然后她要确保就说我小时候就把我的心献给耶稣。
And that was the beginning, but there's so much more.
那只是一个开始，这以后还有很多很多。
Of surrendering our heart to Him.
我们要把我们的心完全的降服给他。
Pastor Ang Leon spoke to us the other day about the heart is deceitful above all things.
芬老师教导我们说，我们的心是诡诈，比万物都诡诈。
And it's desperately wicked.
而且是极其的邪恶。
Now, most people in the world think I'm pretty good.
可能有些人会觉得，哦，我的心还不错。
I haven't murdered anybody.
我并没有谋杀哪一个人。
I haven't lived with somebody else's wife.
我也没有去跟哪个霸占别人的妻子。
But when the Holy Spirit does His work of conviction,
可是当圣灵来光照，做他在我们心中光照的工作的时候。
We realize that in that song we sang this morning, we're the wild rebel.
然后我们就会意识到，我们就像一个很野的野兽一样。
We need a savior.
我们需要一个救主。
We need a savior all day long.
我们每天都需要这个救主。
And we invite him to take over, live in, within us.
我们要邀请他来掌管我们，要住在我们的里面。
So when we're waiting in His presence, we're doing what He told us in Acts 1.
因此我们就在他的同在中等待，然后他要我们做的事。
Wait for the promise of the Father.
我们等候父所应许的。
That promise was that He would fill us with His own Spirit.
那个应许就是他要用他自己的灵来充满我们。
But we find out we leak out, the Spirit leaks out of us.
那我们发现说我们的生命常常会把这个圣灵漏掉一点点。
As we walk this earth and among other people, the Spirit doesn't have full control.
当我们在这世上行走的时候，当我们在人跟人交通的时候，
Maybe our,
圣灵没有完全来掌管。
Our flesh, our self-life has more control.
我们的肉体，我们的老自己又开始。
That's why we have to take as much time as we have to be in His presence.
因此我们需要花尽可能多的时间在他的同在中。
David said, I set the Lord always before my face.
大卫常常说我将我的将耶和华摆在我参摆在我的面前。
And Paul says, by beholding him, you Corinthians, you'll be changed.
那保罗告诉我们说，当我们这样来注视耶稣的时候，我们就被改变。
You begin to reflect his image.
我们就来反射出他的形象。
And that's what he meant about being witnesses.
那这就是他所说的这个见证。
We think that's knocking on the doors and pounding and saying, come to our church.
我们以为见证就是去敲人家的门说让你来我们教会。
But your very life in the world is to be a witness of him.
可是你在这个世上的生活你本身就是一个见证。
It's to be a mark to everyone you meet that you know Jesus.
那而且是你所遇见的每一个人你对他们来说都是一个殉道者。
Just like Moses, when he came down from the mount, his face shone with the glory of God.
就像摩西他从山上下来的时候，他脸上焰发光。
Those 40 days, he was looking at God.
因为他四十天在山上一直注视着耶稣。
He was in his very presence.
他一直在他的同在中。
And when he went up to get the commandments, the people said,Oh, it's thundering and it's noisy and it's loud.
当他到山上去拿那个滑板的时候，下面人都说：“哇，这个打雷啊，闪电啊，非常的可怕。”
I'm afraid I'll die, they said.
我们都怕的，都几乎要死。
So they said, Moses, you go up and you talk to him.
然后他跟摩西说：“哦，你上去吧，你跟他说。”
You climb the mountain.
你去爬山。
We'll stay down here.
就在这等着。
We'll stay in a safe place.
我们等在这个安全的地方。
And I heard a minister said, if they had gone up with Moses,
那我听一个传道人说，如果他们跟着摩西一起上山，
they would have come to fear God.
然后他们就能够来敬畏神。
And they wouldn't have feared anything else in those 40 years in the wilderness.
然后他们在四十年的旷野里头，他们不会惧怕任何别的事情。
They would see that God reigned.
他们会看见神在做王掌权。
God is all power.
因为神是全能的。
Well, Caleb and Joshua had a glimpse of that.
因此加勒跟约书亚他能够看见。
And they were the ones that were fearless.
因此他们两个人是完全坦然无惧。
We're well able to take the country.
我们完全有能力可以夺去那去夺那。
You know, it's been a big venture for the team 2.5 years.
那最近两年半是对我们来说是一个很大的一个。
But the Lord gave us a song a couple weeks ago.
可是两个礼拜前神给我们一首歌。
Like Alice sang it, we are able to go up and take the country.
就是我们能够上去，能够夺取那个国家。
We took Joshua and Caleb's word. Caleb said at 80. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
我们约书亚跟加勒的话，因为加勒那时候他80岁。
He said, I'm just as able today as I was then.
他说我今天的力量跟我四十年以前是一样的。
Just as able as I was at 40.
就是我那时候40岁的时候的力量。
I'm 80 now.
我现在80岁。
And he said, I'm well able to possess the land.
他说我足有能力能够得取那地。
My husband gave that message to Pastor Lynn last night. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by his spirit.
我们昨天给牧师就这个信息，不是依靠势力，不是依靠能力，乃是靠神的灵。
And we receive of His Spirit as we get into His presence.
当我们进入他的同在的时候，我们就能够领受这个灵。
The enemy fights for our time.
那仇敌是要来夺取我们的时间。
I knew a nuclear physicist in Canada. He wrote the manual for the power plant.
那我认识在一个加拿大一个核专家，他写了一个核工厂的一个
He came from a very poor family in Canada.
他是从加拿大一个很贫穷的家庭里头出来的。
But he won scholarships. He got right through college with total scholarships.
可是他因为有奖学金的话，他整个上大学都不要钱。
He happened to be Jim and my Sunday school teacher in our church.
而且他是进他们学校他们教会的一个主日学老师。
He's gone to be with the Lord, but I'll never forget that he said, "Somebody asked, 'What's your most prized possession?'"
他已经被主接去了，可是我永远忘不了他问他说你最宝贵的拥有的是什么？
He said, "Time."
他说时间。
Time.
时间。
And what he meant by that.Is our time with God.
那他讲就是我们跟神在一起的时间。
Now the enemy knows that's precious too.
那仇敌也知道说这个时间是很宝贵。
And especially in the ministry.
特别是在我们在事工里头。
In Canada, I was busier than I am at camp.
那我在加拿大就像我在这里一样忙碌。
We had a training center for young men.
我们有一个训练年轻人的中心。
They were studying Gordon Gardner's manual.
他们在学习贾德纳牧师的。
We had waiting on the Lord every morning.
我们每天早上有等候神的聚会。
I was the housekeeper, Echo.
我以前是在这里做。
I cleaned the rooms.
做 staff 就是打扫环境。
And I did all the laundry for the students. Big job.
很大的扫。
But then I did visitation at the hospital.
然后我也去医院看
过。Pastor asked us, we took turns preaching from the pulpit.
然后牧师也让我跟他一起轮流在讲台讲道。
We had all days of prayer on Wednesdays.
我们礼拜三是一整天的祷告会。
And then we had a coffee house on Saturday night to reach the lost.
我们礼拜六晚上有这个咖啡屋，就是来可以去跟那个没信主的人传福音。
And Brother Jack Chow came to visit and preach there.
然后周牧师以前还去过那里，在那里传福音。
And Sister Nancy, and they took me. I had to be their chauffeur.
还有就是那个周师母他也去了。
They had flown in, and I took them to Toronto.Maybe those that are new have never heard this, but there were 100 Chinese in that meeting.
然后他们去那里的话，我带他们去多伦多，那里有100多个华人。
It was a doctor's home, and when they opened the door, there were nothing but shoes at the front door.
他们是一个医生的家里，他们家里前面除了。
And they were scholars from mainland China.
他们是从中国大陆来的。
This is before the Tiananmen Square incident.
那是在六四以前。
And I sat beside one of these scholars that was studying rheumatoid arthritis.
那我是坐在那个学者的边上，他是研究那个关节炎的。
Well, she spoke that in English, so I said I had rheumatic fever when I was 9 years old.
然后那个因为他讲英文，我就跟他说我9岁的时候，我有一个有发烧。
And I said, I was only 9, but I was lying on the couch all the time because the doctor said the hospital wouldn't do me any good.
然后那时候我只有9岁，然后我就躺在沙发上，因为医院里头说他们没办法救我。
I was hemorrhaging from my mouth and my nose.
那时候我的口里还有鼻子里头都出血。
I remember the pail of bucket my mother had where the...Blood flowed out of my mouth. From the fever, I hadn't eaten for 2 weeks.
我有两个礼拜都没有吃东西。
My mother worked in the day when my dad took care of me, and then at night, mother was with me.
然后白天由我爸爸照顾我，晚上的话我妈妈来照顾。
She worked in a hospital.
那我妈妈是在医院里头工作。
And she saw many patients dying, and the one night she said. Oh Lord, Martha so white in her face.
然后他看见很多人就在医院里头死了，他有一天他就跟主说，哦，主啊，你看马。
She knelt but on the floor.
然后他就他说你看，
And she said,
他就跪在那祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,
他说亲爱的主耶稣
，Don't let Martha suffer.
不要让马大受苦。
Like I said, she had to carry me to the bathroom.
那时候他需要扶着我才能够去卫生间。
She said, either heal her or take her home.
或者你要医治她，或者你就把她接到天家去。
Then she probably fell asleep too, 3 or 4 in the morning.
那时候是早上3-4点钟，她可能也睡着了。
But she had to get up and make my father's breakfast.
可是她需要起床为我爸爸来做早餐。
And where I was on the couch, it was just over there where there was a kitchen.
然后呢，我在沙发上，在厨房就在那边。
I got up off the couch and walked to the kitchen.
然后我就从那个沙发上起来。
All myself.
那个厨房。
And she said, "What are you doing off that couch?"
我说哦，你在那干嘛？你要睡在躺在那个沙发上不动。
I said, "I'm hungry."
他说我已经饿了。
So she called the doctor, and he said, "Give her anything she wants."
然后他就跟医生打电话，医生说他吃什么你都就给他吃。
And bring her in to see me in town.
然后他们就看医生。
She did that. We went into town, and the doctor said, "I'm sending you up to the 4th floor to see the heart doctor."
那个医生就把我们送到4楼去看一个心脏科的医生。
And I was 9 years old. They wanted me to have those electrodes on my chest.
我那时候才9岁，他们就把一些电极插。
I was so embarrassed.
然后我那时候觉得非常的羞愧。
I didn't know it wasn't a fruit of the spirit.
我不知道是羞愧还是圣灵的。
I told you that yesterday. Embarrassment is not a fruit of the spirit. But mother said, "Do it." And they put those on, and he said, "It's a perfect heart."
然后医生检查以后说，他的心脏一点问题都没有。
The Lord did the work.
神做了他的工作。
Mother had faith, and she had the prayer of faith. And Jesus healed me. I've had other heart examinations through the years, and they never find anything wrong.
神医治了我，这很多年来我很多次的心脏检查。
Now how did I get off on that?
那我不知道为什么谈到这些。
Oh, but that was a wonderful thing that my mother trusted the Lord.
那是很棒，因为我妈妈是信靠神。
She prayed many times. Sometimes the car would stop on the way home from church in the country.
那她很多时候都祷告。有一次我们车从教会回来的时候，就在路上。
You know, for running out of gas or what? But she'd go out, lay her hands on the car, and it would start up.
然后她出来就那个车按手祷告，那个车就开始发动。
And we get home.
然后我们就回家。
So I had a mother full of faith.
所以我有妈妈是蛮有信心的。
And she had what you would call a cell group in her home.
她在家里就像我们说的那个有细胞小组。
And she had about 7 that come every Sunday.
然后有一般有大概有7个人每个礼拜都来。
I got used to the presence of the Lord.
那时候已经很习惯神的同在。
She didn't do a lot of preaching or teaching, maybe a little something at the end, but she said Jesus, "You promise when 2 or 3 gather in your name, there you are in the midst."
可能只是有时候最后做了一个总结，但他一般就是说跟主耶稣说，主耶稣，你应许说我们2-3个人奉你的名聚集，你就在我们中间。
And then Jesus would come.
然后耶稣就会来到我们中间。
And everybody's face looked different when they went home.
然后每个人就这样在神的同在中，然后就回去。
They had behold him.
他们一直在注视耶稣。
I think that's what I was talking about. Moses' face changed. They had to put a veil on it.
那这就是我刚才讲到说，摩西的脸发光，因为他们需要在他脸上放个帕子。
If only those children of Israel had gone up.
如果那些以色列人能够上山的话。
They would have had a sight of God.
他们就会领会到神。
And they would not have murmured and complained or feared all the way through the wilderness.
他们就会认识神，就不会在旷野里头这样抱怨这样。
There's a saying, fear God and you won't fear anything else.
有一个说话就是，当你惧怕神的话，你就什么都不怕。
Our God is a mighty God.
我们的神是全能的神。
He wants us to draw near to Him and believe Him.
他要我们来亲近他，来信他。
Trust Him fully.
要全心的来信。
But it takes time to be in His presence.
可是在他的同在中是需要花时间的。
You have to eliminate some things.
你要除掉你身其他的一些事情。
And there I was in Canada, so very, very busy.
因此我在加拿大，我也是非常非常的忙碌。
And during that time, my husband asked me to marry him.
就在那个时候呢，我先生要来要向我求婚。
And the ministers that we were under at that time, the one discouraged us.
那时候我们的牧师那个时候的牧师他。
I mean, he tried to discourage us.
他想要。
But the Lord had given me a word when Jim asked me to marry him. As you know, he said.I was praying in tongues. He was kneeling in the sand on Lake Ontario.
可是神给我话，让我要跟他结婚，因为我昨天讲就是我们在安大略湖边，他跪下来向我求婚的时候。
And I said, "Oh, give me time." And so he walked down to the edge of the water and started singing to the Lord.
然后呢，我说你需要给我一点时间，他就跑到水边去，在那歌唱跳舞赞美。
I'd already been praying 8 months, but I didn't want to make a mistake.
我那时候已经祷告了8个月，可是我不想在这件事情上犯错误。
Those decisions we make in marriage are eternal.
我们在婚姻上所做的决定是永恒。
It's so important.
这是何等的重要。
And the sun was setting, and I cried out, "Jesus, what do you want me to do?"
那时候太阳刚好下山，我就跟耶稣呼求说：“主啊，你要我怎么办呢？”
And it was so deep that I was.Found myself speaking in tongues.
可这是从我心里的呼求，我就发现我在说方言。
And then the word came from the Lord so crystal clear.
然后从神来有非常清楚的。
He said, "Say yes to him, like you would if it were me."
他说你要跟他说是的，就像我要跟他说。
So I did.
因此我就跟他说是。
He probably left us.
He's going here. Smiling.
And that was 32 years ago. And we've been on a journey. He's been very gracious to let me go away for weeks at a time with Pastor Chow in another country. And it's been a blessing. Hallelujah. There's somebody I want to pray for. There's somebody beside our dear translator. He leaves us after this meeting. And a girl, who's the girl? And they're leaving after. Yes, come. Sister Guo, would you pray for them? We especially want to thank Yibo, but we want to thank our brother for being a voice for me. Amen.
Amen.
耶稣，感谢你，赞美你，带领董弟兄跟慧君姐妹在我们当中。主啊，这是他们是都成为我们的祝福，每一位来到这里的都会彼此成为祝福，何况是做翻译的弟兄，给很多很多人可以当场来听到这个信息，就如同任何人一样。祝我们为他的服事献上感恩。祝我们也看到他是这么饥渴在你面前，跟每一位一样都在那里饥渴要你，饥渴要你。主耶稣，主耶稣，我相信他已经满满的得着你，满满的得着你。主啊，你就带领他一路真的是欢喜快乐唱着歌回去，也把从这里得到的满满的恩典带回他的家，带回他的教会。
Amen.
主啊，让他也许真的从这个教
聚会之后，他成为另一个新人，一个新的人。哈利路亚，也周围的人都得到更新。赞美主，赞美主，耶稣，我们为慧君感谢你，赞美你。他还是早就渴慕这一份。主耶稣，他这一次来，你也一定是大大的满足他。所以，但是他们在教会中还有非常非常多的要学习，要服侍。主耶稣，请你让他能够有一个属灵的智慧分辨能力，也能够从你直接领受到你的命令。
谢谢，
哪些他应该继续下去，哪些他应该选择把那个时间来给你。
谢谢，
主耶稣，主耶稣，在这一次你让他有一个智慧的决定。
谢谢，
刚才牧师讲的，我们最需要的是时间。最需要的时间，我能有多少时间来给主，就要让他在服事跟你之间做一个最聪明的选择。哈利路亚，赞美主，与他同在，今天要带领他平平安安的回去，把所领受的都带回去。奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门。阿门。哈利路亚。
亲爱的主，我们要为我们的弟兄，帮我们翻译来献感恩。
阿门。
他的服事调和了我们语言上的隔阂，让我们能够通过我们亲爱的弟兄的翻译，使我们心连接在一起，连接在基督里了。谢谢主，很感恩，就是能够通过这样的一个翻译的工作，成为我们彼此语言上之间的桥梁。主啊，我们愿求施恩纪念他们所摆上的祝福我们的弟兄。他所做的所为的，不是为自己，乃是为神的国度，好让神的国度彼此之间在语言上互相能够相通，能够相享受耶稣，享受基督。主啊，愿你施恩也纪念他的辛苦。
阿们。
他的辛劳，主啊，你要加倍的祝福他，赐福给他，让他能够成为多人的祝福。
阿们。
主，我们今天在这里，在语言上的隔阂间，我们就看见了，通过我们的弟兄就祝福了我们了。谢谢主，要施恩纪念，引导带领他前面所有每一个脚步。
阿们。
主啊，为他赐下自由回甘，赐福给他以及他的亲人。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿们。
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 For your wife and children.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wrong. Yeah, wrong. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wrong.
Yeah, wrong.
Give us the right key. Jesus, have your way.
Oh, 耶稣，你有你的路通行在这里。
Amen.
Don't let me speak my own words.
Oh, 主啊，你自己来对我们说。
感谢。
Give me those indwelling lights of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, 好让你圣灵内住的生命在我里面。
For your glory alone.
为你的荣耀。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。
Well, I was telling you about the church didn't accept my choice.
那我刚才告诉大家说，我那时的教会他们没有接受我我的选择。
Of my husband.
就是我选择我的丈夫。
So we went to Ohio, my hometown.
然后我们就去我们的老家。
And I had about 17 of my Sunday school students that came from Canada to Ohio.
然后我们回到 Ohio 的时候，我们有17个的主日学的学生。
That came for the wedding.
他们就来参加我们的婚礼。
That's about 450 miles one way.
就大概是150英里之外的。
But I dealt with the Lord. The pastor in Canada said, we were welcome to attend the meetings, but I was not to minister.
然后我们原来那个教会的牧师就说，我们可以参加他们的聚会，但是我不能在那里服侍。
After our first visit or so, they called us to their home and he explained.
然后当我们第一次再回去的时候，他就给我们这样解释。
It was because of what happened to Jim before he got saved.
是因为Jim 他在他得救以前所发生的事情。
His wife divorced him.
因为他的太太跟他离婚了。
When he got saved, she wanted to return to the old life and have nothing to do with what he wanted.
当他得救以后，他不想回到那个旧的生命里头，因为旧的生活里头，因为他不想再有那样旧的生活。
The pastor told us we could attend the church, but I was not to preach.
然后牧师就告诉我们说，你们可以参加这个教会的聚会，但是
I was not to teach a class.
不能教主日学，不能讲道。
And I was also not to lay hands on anyone.
我不能给任何一个人按手祷告。
And pray for them.
为他们祷告。
But I knew what Jesus had said to me.
但是我知道耶稣跟我说。
It was so clear. He said, I want you to say yes to him like you would if it were me.
然后他很清楚跟我说，我要你跟他说是的，因为就像我就要跟他说。
No one can tell you who to marry or who not to marry.
因为没有任何另外一个人可以告诉你说你要跟谁或者。
Or what kind of ministry you should go in, or what kind of church you should pastor.
或者说哪一个事工你需要去，或者哪个教会你。
You have to get that direction straight from heaven.
你需要有这样的引导，是从天上来的引导。
And no matter what trouble comes, you have to hang on to it.
然后不管你碰到什么样的困难，你就可以来抓住这个话。
The Lord wants to talk directly to you.
神要直接的来对你说话。
And you have to get alone with him. You've got to get quiet before him.
你需要单独的跟他在一起，在他面前。
You have to lay down your own thoughts, your own opinions.
你要换下你自己的想法，自己的意见。
You have to be fully surrendered.
你需要完全的降服。
And don't move until he moves you.
你不要动，直到他叫你动。
Do what he says.
然后做他说要你做。
And it comes direct.
然后这个你就
So, my husband said, well, let's go to that assembly down the street.They'll let you teach there.
然后他就说，我们去那个神召会，在那边上的那个神召会，他可以在，你可以在那里教导。
We were very close to Lake Ontario, a mile or so. So we went early sunrise, 6 o'clock, and he was reading scripture to me before he went to work.
然后我们在安大略湖住得很近，因此每天他上班以前呢，他就跟我读圣经。
It was his regular reading in Chronicles.
然后就是他就在那个时候照常的读经，读到历代志就。
I think toward the end of the book.
然后在历代志后面。
But the verse was, settle down in the land, and it'll go well with you.
然后他读到的经文就说，你要买下那块地，然后你就会。
That meant stay where you are.
然后意思就是说你要留在你所在的地方。
And I thought, well, you know, that's true. If you could preach it from the pulpit, you ought to be able to live it in the pew.
然后他说，我说这是真的。如果我要能在讲台上讲到的话，我必须能够要坐在这个。
That was easy to preach it out from the pulpit. Can you live in the pew that way?
就说你要能够在上面讲到的话，你就能够坐在下面听到。
My Sunday school class were disappointed. We came to your wedding. We thought we were bringing our teacher back to teach to us.
然后那些主日学的学生，在 Ohio 的学生都非常的失望。他说：“哦，我参加你的婚礼，我以为你要回来了，可是。”
I said, "You can come over to our little rented house."
啊，我跟他们说：“哦，你可以到我租的那个房子来。”
The one lady was a nurse, a dentist, and she would come on her lunch hour.
然后有一个她是一个护士，是一个牙医。
And just talk about Jesus.
就过来跟我们一起。
Around the table.
耶稣，我们做这些一些分享，耶稣。
The Lord, I dealt with him. I said, Lord, what happened?
然后我就跟主祷告说，主啊，这到底怎么回事呢？
And he made it very clear to me that my sin was.Being too busy serving him.
然后他就让我很清楚地知道说我的问题或者我的罪就是因为我太忙碌来服侍他。
That first of all, he desires us to sit at his feet.
他首先要我们做的第一件事情就是我们要坐在他的脚。
I already told you what I was doing from morning to night.
我已经告诉大家就是我一天到晚都在忙。
I did anything the pastor and his wife asked me to do.
我做任何那个牧师师母要我做的事情。
I took on the hospital visitation, the coffee house at night.
我去探访那个医院，我去咖啡屋。
You know, the classes to teach, plus I'm a personal worker, maybe you don't know that.
然后呢，就说我还要教课，然后我也是一个。
Pastor Chow asked this minister about me.
然后周牧师来他就来
And Pastor Chow told me
他就跟我说
Because that pastor never told me But he told Pastor Chow Martha next to my wife is my best personal worker
他就跟周牧那个我的牧师就跟周牧师说他说马大他除了我太太以外他是我最好的秘书
I wasn't much of a preacher or a teacher, but I was a personal worker.
我那时候还不是什么教师或者
That kind of thrilled me because my teacher in the faith home in Zion was a personal teacher. She had a gift to work personally.
就说我那时候在信心家庭里头，我的老师他就是恩赐，就是一对一的来教导。
But when I was dealing with the Lord.He showed me that I had been so occupied with his service, he permitted this.
然后我寻求神的时候，然后神就告诉我说，他因为我被这些事情所忙碌，因此他允许我这样做。
That he had called me to be his bride.
可是他呼召我是要。
Like he's called you.
就像。
He's called all of us to be his bride.
都成为他的。
But I had been so occupied that my time.Was spent in serving. You know, my name is Martha. In our own church, the pastor often preaches on Martha, Martha. But I like one verse. It's my favorite verse.When it's reading about the resurrection of Lazarus, the first verse will say, Now Jesus loved Martha.
那我很喜欢那个约翰朋友讲到的故事。第一句话就讲说，耶稣爱马大。
Put that on my grave. Now Jesus loved Martha.
挂着呢。
And he said to Martha, I am the resurrection.
然后，而且他跟马大说，我是复活。
So I repented before him. I said, Jesus, forgive me.
然后我就跟神悔改说，主耶稣，你赦免我。
I've been so occupied with serving you.
我被这些服事所占有。
That wasn't that way in the Zion faith homes. They wouldn't let me work very much. They kept sending me to my room to pray.
那这不是在一个信心家庭里头，他们不会让我做很多事情，他们总是让我到房间里头去祷告。
They tried to teach me. I was only 18.
我那时候只有十八岁。
And these were seasoned saints in their 50s.
啊，那时候还有很多年长的。
A couple of them crucified vessels.
他们真的是就完全被钉死的器皿。
And they said, well, you can dry a few dishes. Oh, you can fold the clothes from the laundry. Or you might dust the furniture. But they had these older people washing all the dishes three times a day. They had the older person running the vacuum. And the cook that cooked three meals, I could just chop her vegetables. Or maybe, you know, help her wherever. Serve the table. And I was so pent up with energy. When I came to camp, I thought, oh, this is the place, because you can work here from morning to night. Sister Donna Corrigan said to me one day, I was so tired I could have laid right down on the grass and fell asleep.
然后那个丹娜，那个师母在，她讲说。
But the Lord got me. I wasn't allowed to do those things. And the Lord, you know, when something happens, you need to ask the Lord, what are you saying to me?
然后呢，可是神并不允许我这样的忙碌。然后呢，因此呢，当你碰到事情的时候，你就需要问主说，你要我做什么？
Now, if you remember, when I married Jim, he had three teenage boys.
那你要记得，当我跟Jim结婚的时候，他有一个三个年轻的小孩。
The twins were 13 and the oldest was 16 and now they're 45 and 47.
老大是16岁, 然后两个, 双胞胎是13岁, 现在他们都已40岁。
And suddenly I was going to basketball games and I was going to...
就是我带他们去打篮球, 篮球比赛。
I was playing. We didn't have a lot of money. We lived in a basement of two rooms that the assistant pastor allowed us to live there.
然后那时候我就打球的时候我就在祷告，因为那时候我们没有什么钱，我们住的是那个助理牧师旁边的。Because
we had a lot of expenses.
而且我们要需要花很多钱。
And when the boys came every other weekend, we play checkers.
然后那个当小孩每个礼拜来的时候，我们就下棋。
We didn't have enough to drink, so I mixed the cranberry juice with the orange juice and added a little. Seven up or something.
好，然后那个我们没有钱买那些玩具呢，我们就自己做，拿那个什么果子酱。
You know, so it would go around to five of us at the table, a little round table like this, five of us around.
然后我们五个人可以这样坐着，整个桌子。
But to this day, they see it's Martha's marvelous mixtures. And every time, here they are, they have babies of their own, little boys, and they come to visit. Well, when are we going to play games afterward? When are we going to play a board game? You know, you don't have to go to go-karts like their mother took them to expensive places. She was very wealthy because she was in real estate. That's a whole other story. We became friends. You won't believe that. I never met her.
可是你不可思议，就是我跟他们，until
there was, you know,
从来没见过他。There
was trouble with this oldest boy.
他们就有一次跟那个最大的男孩一起。And
she asked Jim to come. She had had a couple husbands in between.
然后呢，他就叫 Jim 一块来，而且他有另外几个丈夫。And
she said, bring Martha too.
然后他说你要把马大也带来。
And she had some illnesses, and I was the only one that drove car. The boys were too young, so I'd be the one to take her to a hospital.
然后她那个时候生病了，而且只有我会开车，而且那个小孩都太小，因此是我带她去看医生。
And when she came out of operation, she smoked constantly, so she had lung cancer.
然后他做完手术以后呢，因为他一直抽烟，他有那个肺癌。
But I would go see her because she was a soul.
那我还是去看他，因为他是。
I never thought of her as my husband's former wife. I thought she's.
我从来没有把她当。
She needed Jesus.
我丈夫的前妻，因为她需要耶稣。
She was very religious.
她是非常宗教的。
She was Catholic.
她是一个天主教徒。
She raised the boys in Catholic schools.
他是小孩都带着小孩在
But when I came to bring her something, food or something, I would kneel by the couch and pray for her healing.
然后我每次给他送点食物的时候，我就跪在沙发旁边为他祷告，求主医治他。
And Jesus used that to pray. I said, you know, the Lord died on the cross as our Savior. He's also our healer.
那耶稣看见这一切，因为我们知道说耶稣他在十字架上为我们死的时候，他成了我们的医治者。
And when she was dying, we lived in Ohio, but I drove up to visit her.
然后他快死的时候，我们那时候住在 Ohio， 然后我就开车上去去看。
And she said, Martha, I can die because I know you will take care of my boys.
然后他跟我说，马大，我可以死了，因为我知道说你会照顾我的孩子。
And so.I'm still doing that. And the grandsons. They called on Father's Day. They're coming in July, all four of them. Dad, we're coming July 12th. He and his wife and a four-year-old and a three-year-old. And Grandpa's trying to find a place to hide. But you know, through it all, we learn to do what Jesus would have us to do.
那这所有经过这一切，我们都在学习，我们做耶稣他要怎么做，我们就跟学。
So for 3 years, I concentrated on the new sons I had.
因此我花了三年时间，我的精力都在我这三个儿子身上。
And we would have table worship when we were together.
然后我们在一起的时候，我们就一起来有那个家庭崇拜。
And then they were so bored. What we did, I'll tell you what to do. We gave them the lessons, and they taught us from the lesson.
然后呢，就是他们都觉得很无聊，然后我们做的就是我们让他来教我们。
And one of them used to say to Jim, listen up, Dad, listen up. They took such an interest in doing it themselves and making us the student. And time passed and the film came out about Joseph and they were so excited. They were already in college.
然后那时候过了一段时间，有一个电影叫《月色》出来了。
Oh, Martha, they call me Martha.
他们还非常有兴趣，他们就跟马大说。
But the grandchildren call me Grandma Martha.
他们叫我叫马大。
And Grandpa Jim.
马大奶。
But they called us up and they said, Martha, Martha, guess what? That movie Joseph has come out. It was just like we studied when we were on.Table worship, and when we were in camp together.
他说：“马大，马大，你知道吗？有一个电影《月色》出来了，就像我们在那个查经的时候查到的那个。
You don't realize how those little things impress them.
那你知道和这些小孩子我们所读的这些
，They don't act like it. They want to get done real quick and go out and play.
他们好像就觉得很快就学完了，想。
But it so thrilled me. Look, they remembered. Now one of the twins.Wanted to go to Bible school.
因此这让我非常兴奋，而且特别是其中有一个孩子，他要去读圣经学校。
He graduated from Tyndale Bible College in Toronto.
他是从科罗拉多一个叫 Tyndale 的一个圣经学校毕业的。
But that thrilled me. I saw him at the altar one day, the weekend he was with us, kneeling, and he said, "I want to go to Bible school. I want to learn more."
那这让我感到非常的兴奋，因为有一天他就跪在那祷告，他就跟我说
，Even tried
to 圣经学校
，He tried to Pentecostal school too
。他也要去那个五旬节的学校。
And the Lord whispered, I looked up at the altar, seeing him kneel there. I'm out of the ministry, remember. I'm not participating. But Jesus spoke to me when I saw Michael kneeling. He said, I've given Michael to you.
然后呢，就是说，因为那时候我还不许去为人按手，因此我看见他的时候，可是耶稣跟我说话，他说我要把这个我的孙子 Michael， 你的孙子 Michael 交给你。
And he has
儿子。
He has two teenage children.
然后他现在有两个青少年。
And they took a picture to show Jim of their table worship.
然后他们就拍照，把那个照片寄给 Jim， 就是说他们在家庭崇拜的时候。
And even the dog is looking and watching. So you see, God is so good. He turns it around. 3 years went by in that situation. And then the pastor and his wife, it was Mrs. Robinson's birthday. Not too many know that. It's November 14th.
然后那个牧师师母就在那个罗宾森师母的生日那天，就是11月14号。
And in Zion, Illinois, that was always a special celebration time.
然后在伊利诺伊的州的西安城，总是会有为这个来庆祝。
And you that are from Maryland know that the Corrigans, Michael and Donna, often have a retreat around November 14th.
那我们都知道，在马里兰教会每年感恩节附近，就是11月14号附近有一个。
Well, my pastor in Canada knew that too, and I made a lemon pie, so I invited them to come over for a slice of pie.
然后我在加拿大的牧师，他们也知道，我们知道，因此我就特别做了一个柠檬馅饼，然后就是让他们一起来。
But the pastor's wife said that pastor was very ill. He had a heart condition.
可是那个师母说，那个牧师那个时候有心脏病。
And she told me his feet were blue.
然后他就告诉我说，他的腿都肿的。
I guess the nurses know what that is.
那我们中间的护士可能知道。
The bad circulation.
那是因为他的心。
And she asked us to pray, and I'll tell you what happened. The power and the glory of His presence settled over our little living room.
然后他就让我们来祷告，我就告诉大家发生什么事，因为那个神同要同在的能力就降临着。
Nobody said anything.
没有一个人说一句话。
We couldn't.
因为我们也没办法说话。
It's like the times here. You know, when Jesus comes in His great glory, His great power, you don't feel like moving.
就像有些时候发生在这里，当耶稣基督他带着他荣耀的能力临到的时候，你都感觉到你一点都不想动。
And afterward,
然后过了之后
，when it lifted, we could serve the pie. Jim prayed for the pastor.
然后呢，这个当这个同在提升的时候，然后我们就可以来分那个饼。然后呢，那个金就为这个饼来祷告。
You know, the husband is the priest in the house.
然后那时候牧师他是家里的，我们的丈夫是家里的祭司。
Remember that gentleman.
我们那个记得那弟兄们都记得。
You're the priest in the house.
你是家庭里的你家里的祭司。
It's your responsibility.
是带着责任。
Well, they went home. We said goodbye. The next morning, the phone rang.
然后他们这样就回去了，说再见。然后第二天他们就给我们打电话。
And the assistant pastor, one of the trainees in that training center where I served.
然后有个助理牧师，就是我那边是一个华人。
He said, Martha, are you willing to teach a class of adults once a month or twice a month?
然后他就问我说，你愿意不愿意教一个月教一次两次这个成人的查经。
I call him by his name, Joe.
然后那个人名字叫 Joe.
You know, because he came to our wedding. He served at our wedding.
那我就跟他说 Joe.
I said, you know, when we came back to Canada.
当我们回到加拿大的时候。
I was told I'm not to teach. I'm not to minister. And he answered me and said, the chief, that's what he called the pastor, the chief told me, he told him he needed a teacher. He said, the chief said, call Martha.
他那个主管就是牧师，他告诉我要跟马大说，你要跟马大打电话。
And God's clock struck.
因此这是神的。
And I was back in teaching.
然后我那时候就开始教导。
I was back in ministering there.
就继续来服侍。
Until we moved to Ohio because of my mother's illness.
然后直到因为我妈妈生病。
We were there a couple more years, and when we went to leave, the pastor himself said, "What are we ever going to do without Jim and Martha?"
然后因为我们搬到 Ohio， 我们在那里又待了一两年。然后我们走的时候，那牧师说：“啊，我们这个俊跟马大走了以后，我们该怎么办呢？”
In our house that night, when he looked around at this little rental home we had gotten,
就在我们家那天晚上，就是我们住的那个租的一个小地方。
He just looked at it. Some friends had come and painted the walls. Some had helped me get some furniture. And
然后那个就有些人就帮我。
He just looked around. I still remember his word. He said, "My, how God has blessed this marriage."
然后他就跟我说，哇，这个神。如此的来祝福这个婚姻。
That was the same one that told me not the minister.
那这就是那个同样我说的。
So you see, God had a purpose. He wanted to remind me that His life with me and my life with Him, what He could do for me, what He wanted to do for me, was more important than what I could do for Him.
那我想神就这样一直提醒我，他就告诉我他在我里面的生命，或者我向他活出的生命，就是他要在我身上做的比。
I know we have several ministers here. We have several people in ministry here among us.
我们在中间，我们有几个就是服侍的牧师。
I've told the girls this in our afternoons. I hope I'm not boring them. They're getting a second repeat. But. Jesus is a jealous lover.
那耶稣是一个忌邪的爱人。
He doesn't want to share us.
他不想把我们跟别人分享。
He wants us to be his.
他要让我们完全的属于他。
And the way we prove that is spending time with him.
那我们能够像他这样来证明我们是属于他，就是我们花时间跟他在一起。
You know, your husband is pretty happy if the house is all clean and the dinner is all cooked.
那我想你们丈夫都很喜欢说哦，你的房间很整齐。
But my husband sometimes, why don't you just sit down and talk to me?
然后可是我先生常常跟我说，你为什么不坐下来，我们一起来谈谈心
？Or can't we just go for a ride?
或许我们就出去
Get away from your computer.
玩一些游戏。
Yes, you know there's more than cooking and cleaning.And taking care of the children, you need to have contact with your husband. And Jesus wants to be our husband. He wants to be before our service for him.
因此我们不只是要注意那些要做的一些事情啊，换菜啊等等。那我们需要有一些时间跟我们的丈夫在一起。那耶稣他就是我们的丈夫，他也需要我们花时间跟他在一起。
So that's what the Lord did for me, and he did it in a 3-year period, and that's why when Hong Leon was going through something in Malaysia, I understood perfectly he was after her. He's looking for lovers. He's looking for someone who just want to be with him.
他要寻找一位就只要跟他在一起的。
He's the one that loves to work.
他是要那一位就是。
And he wants to have you sit still long enough that he can work in you.
他是要借着爱来在你心中动工的，他要安静坐在他面前。
He can change you.
他可以改变你。
He can bless you.
他可以祝福你。
He can unite you more to himself.
他可以让你跟他更多的联合。
Otherwise, you become a minister that has a breakdown, is stressed out.
不然的话，你就会成为一个牧者是而且是完全整个垮掉。
You can fail in the ministry.
你的事工可以完全的失败。
You can fail.
是完全是。
And the enemy would love to see you fail.
那仇敌很喜欢看见这些牧者失败。
That's why time is so important, like that.
这就是为什么时间是何。
Scientist said.His time is the most important. But time with Jesus is ultra important.
因此我们需要有时间做事情，可是我们跟花时间跟主在一起也更重要。
Well, the Lord said it, didn't he? Mary chose the better part.
圣经告诉我们说，马大主跟马大玛利亚说，他选择了那上好的福分。
And he is desiring Martha to choose the better part.
他希望那个马大也能够选择那上好的。
That doesn't mean you stop working, but you have your priority.
我不是告诉你说你什么事都不要做，而是说你需要
优先次序。To be connected with him.
要跟他连接。
And then everything isn't for self-praise.
而且我们所做的不是为我们自己的。
Or self-glory.
或者我们自己得荣耀。
But it's just out of love for him.
乃是出于对他的爱。
Because he's uniting you.
因为他跟你一起连在一起。
He's uniting you to him.
他把你跟他连在一起。
You can't really unite something very well if it's moving all the time.
如果你一直在动的话，你就没办法跟他有很好的连接。
I said your strength is to sit still.
因此，我们的力量就是我们可以安静。
By beholding him or change.
当我们注视他的时候，我们被改变。
Oh Jesus, we thank you that you made yourself of no reputation.
哦，主耶稣，我们谢谢你，因为你降卑你自己。
You took upon you the form of a servant.
因为你取了仆人的形象。
And even though you were equal with God, you didn't make yourself of any reputation.
你不以与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己。
Lord, help us to focus on you.
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们来注视你。
Help us to fall in love with you this week.
帮助我们这礼拜就来单单的爱上你。
We know you've been thrilling us with your presence.
主啊，我们谢谢你，因为你的同在就让我们非常的兴奋。
You've given us great joy to be at your feet.
你给我们很大的喜乐，让我们坐在你脚下。
Just like the word tells us in Isaiah, the place of his feet is glorious.
就像你在以赛亚书里头告诉我们说，在你的脚前是荣耀的地方。
Lord, I pray that you help other Marthas like you are wanting to help me.
主啊，求你帮助其他的马大，他们要来帮助我的。
To let the ministry become secondary.
让他们的事工成为次要。
And our call to lovership take first place.
是把他们的呼召成为主，你的恩成为第一位。
You're the one that can help all of our students.
是你可以帮助我们每一个学生。
You know each one of them intimately.
你知道，你很亲密的知道。
You know the words they should hear.
个人，你知道他们需要听什么样的话。
So we pray that you will take over more in our ministry.
因此，我们祷告，求你更多的来掌管我们的事工。
Subdue the things that need to be subdued.
来做我们所当做的。
Glorify yourself.
来荣耀你自己。
Let them see Jesus in us.
好让人家都能看见我们里面的耶稣。
We're frail instruments, Lord.
主啊，我们只是脆弱的器皿。
As Pastor Lai told us about the wedding in Canaan, I saw.Empty pots. They were just empty pots.
就像赖牧师有一次在大峡谷那边告诉我说，我们只是一个空的一个瓦器。
And that's what we are here today.
主啊，我们今天就是这样。
And we ask to be filled with new wine.
我们就求你愿你的新酒来充满我们。
That it can be poured out.
而且可以能够倒出来。
As you ask us to pour out, we pour out.
倒出来的时候，我们就可以倒出来。
But first, Lord,
但是首先
help us to learn to sit at your feet.
帮助我们学习，我们能够坐在你的脚前。
And partake of your spirit.
来分享与你的灵来相交。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督。
And for your glory.
而且为
着。Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Alice, you have something to sing. Why do you dismiss us? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got 5 minutes for Alice.
我们还有五分钟可以唱一首歌。
我们唱第一册的第十七首，住在主里。大家一起起立，好吧？ 再唱一遍。
住在主里面，心灵在渴慕，常与主交通，圣灵在催促，唯愿我全人浸在主里面，与主融为一，从今到永远。
哈利路亚，主我们赞美你，赞美你，主啊，我们相信这也是你对我们的呼召。哦，主啊，我们就是要住在你的里面，好像你是葡萄树，我们是枝子，枝子离了葡萄树，什么都不能做。主啊，是的，我们要住在你里面，从你那里来支取你一切的丰盛，一切的供应。哦，主啊，这也是我们得胜的秘诀。哦，主啊，帮助我们。哦，真的是天天的花时间来到你的面前。哦，主，我们说我们要你，我们要你。主，求你将那个更大的渴慕要加添在我们里面。哦，主啊，无论何时何地，主，我们就要与你亲近。哦，主啊，这是我们的祷告。谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。好，请大家坐下。